The World Health Organization today issued some strong advice. Okay, basically gave an order as part of its global campaign to prevent HIV and AIDS. The WHO's message to sexually active gay men is take your antiretrovirals. Yes, even if you are not HIV positive. We're talking about a preventive treatment known as pre-EP, or pre-exposure prophylaxis. Dr. Gottfried Hernschall is the director of the WHO's HIV department. He says the recommendation was prompted by some disturbing health trends.
What we have seen in the last couple of years is an incredibly strong increase in new infections in gay men, basically. And we've seen this in major cities all over the world. We've seen this in the United States. We have seen this in Europe. We see it in Asia. We see it in some places, even in Africa, Mombasa, etc. So in response to that, we're trying to see what could be sort of the arsenal of interventions that could be made available to men who have sex with men. And in that context, following a study that showed strong efficacy of using antiretroviral drugs, which also forms part of the treatment of HIV-positive people, has a strong prevention effect.
Right.
So what we are recommending, just to say, is that gay men consider this as an option in case they do not want to or cannot take other options and other means, specifically condoms. So it's by no means an order. WHO makes recommendations, and this recommendation is really just to add as an additional option in the context of a broader range of interventions that, of course, has to include condoms.
I'd like you to unpack the use of these pre-EP pills. How effective are they?
In study settings, they are actually very effective. What obviously is true for pre-exposure prophylaxis, taking these pills that need to be taken every day, is true for like any other prevention intervention, including condoms. If you use them, they're very effective. If you don't use them, if you don't take the pills every day, obviously they won't help. The challenge will be to translate what we have seen in studies as a highly efficacious intervention into a real effective interventions in reality in the field.
What do you say, though, to opponents of your guidelines, basically arguing that gay men would stop using condoms or they might forget to take one pill and then become infected? What do you think?
Obviously, not everybody likes it. Obviously, not everybody wants to do it. Certain people think this is an intervention they would consider, and some people are already doing it. So we are seeing a broad range of opinions here. So clearly, this means that we need to do a lot of more outreach. We need to share the information. And again, it's a choice. It's an individual choice that usually should be made with a provider, so that also certain measures can put in place that these people are helped to adhere to these drugs and that these people are also seeing this as very often as an interim measure. We don't expect that a gay man takes this for the rest of his life. Life changes. There may be periods where somebody takes this and then stops taking it because the risk may change.
Right. You say it's a choice, but do you believe AIDS activists should do everything they can to get the drug in the hands of those who want it?
Certainly, AIDS activists should be doing everything to help the people to protect themselves, to stay healthy and alive. And we have to really look at reality. Why is it that in Bangkok we are seeing incredibly high rates of new infections? Is it that condoms are not available, or is it that they don't want to use condoms? I think it's a combination of things. And the more options we can make available safely, the greater the likelihood will be that we can deal with this surge of new infections.
You know, there's still no cure for HIV. I mean, having worked in this field, is it frustrating to keep playing catch up?
You're right. There's still no cure. There's quite some research going on to sort of work towards a cure. It's not within immediate reach, that is clear. But in the meantime, we have to do everything we can to turn off the tap. That means to really bring down the number and the rate of new infections and to support people in taking treatment in case they need it. And this is definitely lifelong.
Dr. Gottfried Hernschall is the director of WHO's HIV department. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.